Now, many of you, of course, know very well of the Villa Rosa Kempinski, one of the crown jewels of our city. What many don't know is there's a Kempinski in the Mara. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes as well. But I would first and foremost like to introduce Petra Bauman, the general manager of the Kempinski, both Villa Rosa and Olari Mara Kempinski, to studio this morning. Welcome to
Good
Capital
morning.
FM. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and we're going to talk all about the Kempinski in just a little while. But first and foremost, you're fairly new to Kenya. When I say fairly new, it's been, you know, what, seven months?
Okay. I joined in October.
Right.
Arrived last year.
And where did you fly in from?
From Guangzhou, which is the south of China.
What?
Yes,
okay.
Direct flight. The plane was full, which I thought was a good sign.
Yes.
Indicating that actually business is coming back to Kenya.
Sure.
And ever since, I really enjoyed my time here.
And what were you doing in Guangzhou?
I also was a general manager for the Kempinski Group. Okay. I was actually opening a Kempinski residence there. Was a challenge during the pandemic, as you can imagine, but it ended all well.
So you arrived as we were sort of slowly coming out of the pandemic here, I would imagine, right?
Exactly.
And first time in Kenya?
First time in Kenya.
Okay.
Not the first time in Africa, though.
Right.
I have been to Chad in 2014.
Chad?
Working there. Yes.
Okay. We're going to have to talk about that, by the way. Okay. And anywhere else in Africa?
No.
Okay. So Chad working with Kempinski.
As well, yes.
There's a Kempinski in, the capital is Jemena, if I'm
Jemena.
Jemena,
yes,
yeah. So
yes.
There's a Kempinski there.
There was until the end of 2015.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and now you're in Kenya. First thoughts of Kenya, what have you experienced so far? Tell us about some of your experiences, not hotel and, hospitality related, just as you, Petra. What experiences have you had so far?
I love it because I really like, you know, the people are very, very joyful. They're very engaged. You know, it's very easy to connect. It's just like a friendly vibe. So that really, you know, was the welcoming atmosphere, not only in the hotel, but in, well, Kenya itself.
Right.
Then, of course, and I mean, you all know it best, Kenya is so diverse. You can go to the coast, you can go to the mountains, you know, you can go to safaris. It's just amazing. It's so diverse, and I really recommend everyone to come here.
Have you done much traveling? I know that you've been very busy, and I know that you've obviously traveled to the Mara, but that's work-related. Have you done any other traveling within Kenya so far?
I have been to the coast, obviously. I mean, that is, you know, one of the jewels.
You must
go, you know, and the beaches are just amazing. They are so clean. They're so divine. Really, really love it. I've been to Kisumu.
Okay.
Lake Victoria, and that's much about it. Many, many more destinations on my bucket list
and I'm sure you're going to be here a long while and see
so.
A lot more as well. Tell us a little bit about your history with Kempinski then, because you've mentioned two other places, China and somehow Chad, which I find very odd. But obviously, I know because Kempinski is more or less, it's quite a big presence in Africa as well. But what is your history with Kempinski? Yeah.
Well, my history actually is a long one. I joined in 2002 in a hotel in Berlin, one of the jewels there, the Kempinski Adlon. And ever since, I have been, you know, moving around with my job, being in different countries working for the group. Kempinski itself actually is a European-based group. We have around 70 hotels worldwide, and we're actually celebrating our 125th anniversary this year. So
wow.
20 years of them, I'm... an employee.
Right.
I'm a member of the group, which I'm very proud of.
Right.
Because I really like the style and the history that comes with it.
And obviously, Kempinski, the word or the name Kempinski, you know, is synonymous with excellence, great service. Mm. You know, I've visited a few Kempinskis in my life, and they always are at the highest level. Mm. That obviously is, you know, part and parcel of people like yourself who have to ensure that you know, when we visit a Kempinski, we're getting what the Kempinski stands for. And it must be quite a tough job at times.
It is, because every country is different, every culture is different, every, you know, work environment is different. But overall, I think, you know, that what connects Kempinski is, like, every hotel is unique, either, you know, in its destination, in the style, in the architecture. But the service, what you rightfully said, actually, is what actually combines everything. It's like, you know, you go to a Kempinski and that's what you expect and that's what you get.
100%.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Villa Rosa Kempinski specifically. I'm finding this an odd number because it seems like the Villa Rosa Kempinski just popped up the other day, right? Because it is one of the newer, when I say newer, very... Mm-hmm. I mean, very high-end hotels in Nairobi, but it's 9 years. That is a little bit mind-blowing.
Time flies.
It does. It really does. We're going to talk about the Villa Rosa Kempinski in just a few minutes as well. Of course, the food, the beverages, food and beverage service, wellness, conferencing facilities. And of course, we're going to talk about the Mara one because this one is amazing. Stick around. If you have any questions about the Kempinski, either the one here in Nairobi or the Masai Mara, you can get them in on Twitter at 984 in the morning, hashtag drive in, or send us a WhatsApp if you'd like on 0701-984-984. But let's talk a little bit more about the Kempinski with the GM here, Petra Bauman, the GM of both the Nairobi Villa Rosa Kempinski and the Olare Mara Kempinski. That's a pretty sweet job, many people would say, from the outside looking in. I would say, you know, how often do you get to go from the Nairobi property to the Mara?
I normally tend to go once per month.
Okay.
Because, you know, like it needs to be, you know, I want to be connected, you know, with the team there, you know, see what's happening there, you know, meet our guests over there, and of course, you know, then enjoy some leisure time as well,
right,
after work is done.
And before we talk about now the two properties in detail, which we're going to do, just a bit of a history of the Kempinski. Where 125 years is quite a long time to be in any business. Where did it all start with the brand?
It all started in Berlin with two brothers opening a wine shop, and then it kind of got extended, you know, into a big restaurant. Actually, you know, our founder, he invented the glass by the wine.
The wine by the glass,
the other way around.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
The kind of, so like, you know, sometimes people would like to enjoy a dinner or, you know, a meal, you know, and so like, you know, just have a small glass of wine with it.
Without a bottle, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So Kempinski, you know, was very innovative in the early years already. And then it kind of got extended with over 70 hotels worldwide as of now.
That's crazy. And you just talked to me just about Ghana opening.
Yeah. Then we have Ghana, we have Djibouti right. Palace. We have our property in Seychelles, which just celebrated the 10th anniversary. We have three hotels in Egypt, and then other hotels in Dubai, in Beirut, in our close proximity.
So 70 in total. 70,
yeah.
Roughly,
yeah.
Or is it exactly 70?
74,
so
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the Villa Rosa Kempinski. This has obviously set a standard of excellence for Nairobi, for Kenya as well. What are some of the very unique selling points of the Villa Rosa Kempinski? Because, I mean, I've experienced it many times and have always walked away saying that was very satisfying, whether it was a meal or a drink at the bar, whatever the case may be.
I think what is really, you know, outstanding is the service. I mean, we have a very good product. You know, we have comfortable beds, you know, we have spacious rooms. The smallest room is actually 32 square meters, which I think, you know, is a very good good size to spend your night at. But I think it is the service of the team, which is engaging, which, you know, is looking for details, you know, is actually exceeding your expectations, and is, you know, just making you feel at home, you know, during the entire stay. But of course, you mentioned, you know, it's more than just, you know, an accommodation. It's also in the venues that we have. We have a big ballroom where you can celebrate, you know, all kind of events. Let it be a conference, let it be a product launch, let it be, you know, an anniversary, let it be dinner events, etc. We had a very successful New Year's Eve ball last year, and I'm, you know, want to repeat that one, actually even make it bigger for this year. And then, of course, what you mentioned as well, we do have restaurants. So we have Luca, our Italian restaurant. I think we're going to talk about it later a little bit. And then Tamarind, where we serve like Middle Eastern specialties.
Actually, we met the chef, the head chef of the
chef
of Tamarind, who came in here. What a cool guy.
He is
what a,
very
what a cool,
cool
guy, yeah. So we will come back in just a little while, and we will talk a little bit about the food, because the food at the Villa Rosa Kempinski is, you know,
delicious.
Second to none. Yes, absolutely. And of course, we'll talk all about the Masai Mara. If you're looking for a little plan away from the city, we've got all those details coming your way. The best mix of music. Capital FM. Talking all things Kempinski this morning with the GM, Petra Bauman. Now, Petra, you are the GM of Villa Rosa Kempinski. And, of course, your incredible property, which I'm now Googling and starting to think about visiting in the Masai Mara, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes as well. But let's talk a little bit about the food at the Villa Rosa Kempinski here in Nairobi. You've got some incredible restaurants with very unique cuisines, if you will. Yeah. So we know there's Luca, which is the Italian restaurant, which is incredible. Yep. But let's talk a little bit about Tambourine, because that's a very, very unique menu.
It is. It is. So Chef Rami, who is, you know, really leading the team there for Syrian Lebanese cuisine. And we had a very, very successful iftar season. So we, you know, we had like special menus there, you know, like different food, from all over the region. And as of after Ramadan, we have the belly dancer back. So we have a belly dancer entertainment as well every Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So hopefully to see you there.
Yes.
We also spoke about Chef Rami because he's very creative as well, you know. So we do have some new dishes coming up. I can't really talk too much about it now. And a very famous coffee that we're planning to launch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. So, and of course, Luca, the Italian restaurant, still the best Italian food in the city. I will stand by that as a fan of Italian food.
Yeah.
You've got great, great food at both places as well. Mm-hmm. Now, let's move to the bush. That's the Masai Mara, because the Olare Mara Kempinski is truly a jewel in what is the most beautiful and serene part of the country.
Tell us
about the Mara.
Yeah, it's a very exclusive camp in the middle of a private conservancy. There are only five camps. All of them are very, very small. We do have 12 tents widely spread, so you really have your privacy in there. We have a private airstrip, so basically you land and then you start your game drive right away. Off the airplane, we welcome you with juice, champagne, whatever is your preference. And then on the way, you know, to the camp, which is around normally 20, 25 minutes, actually you can see already the game. You see the wildlife. And then you arrive relaxed. We have good food there as well. So the chef is excellent, Chef David. And then you might have a pool. You relax by the fireplace in the evenings. You can have a bush walk in the morning. You can have a bush breakfast, of course. You know, bush dinners, sundowners, which actually is one of my favorite, where, you know, you are in the middle of nowhere, as
incredible.
I say. Like, you know, it's 360 degrees surrounding of pure nature. You have maybe elephants walking by, giraffes, you know, while you have a glass of wine or whatever, again, is your preference. And it's just
incredible.
Stunning.
And you know, having a property here and in the Mara, and you're the GM of both, that obviously has to come with some of it. That's a lot of you for you to manage. You must have a great team.
I do have. So basically, the department heads here in the Villa Rosa Kempinski in Nairobi are also overlooking and supporting the team in the Mara. However, we have a camp manager there who is overlooking the team, so managing, you know, the day-to-day. But me and my team, we spend regular time there to really, you know, stay connected with them, see what they are doing, see where they need support, you know, where we from Nairobi, you know, can, you know, support them, and, you know, when it let it be equipment, let it be training, etc. So, yeah, it's a challenge, but it's a positive challenge, and it's definitely a place to visit. Everyone is looking forward to.
And in terms of you know, tourism now and occupancy at maybe the Mara is not the best example, but let's talk about Villa Rosa. You've seen a positive trajectory in terms of people coming back and rooms being occupied.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So I joined last year in October, and especially since, you know, once the Omicron, you know, wave was gone, especially since February, trend is going up. I think all over the city we see occupancy is rising. People are eager to travel again, so we see, you know, the leisure travelers coming from the US and coming from the UK probably, and then as well, you know, you have the business travelers. I mean, South Africa is back. I've been to South Africa on an affair, and, you know, meeting some of our regular clients, they're eager and keen to have these face-to-face meetings. So we see occupancy is rising. We see the occupancy in the restaurants. People are coming back, dining out, etc. And as well for the meeting facilities.
That's great. Yeah. And maybe a final question, since we've got all the good stuff out of the way. You've got a massive road built right in front of the Kempinski.
Yeah.
Many people would imagine that as not a great thing. But we spoke about this when we met. You're saying this is an absolutely positive thing.
I think it is. I think, you know, like Nairobi as the capital in East Africa, you know, is developing itself, is moving on. And I think that this express highway is beneficial for us because it takes you 15 minutes from the airport. I experienced myself the other day. It's just amazing. You're no longer stuck in traffic. You don't have to worry about, you know, like, missing any meetings, etc., because you're stuck. And it is, I think, beneficial. I know that people always say, like, oh, how does it look? You know, it's right in front one of your hotels. So like, well, first of all, we're in a city, you know, that's why we have the Mara as compensation. But also like, you know, if you look in the on the horizon, you still can see a stunning sunset over Nairobi. That's what actually I do. And I live in the hotel. And I have to say, you know, like you don't really hear it as well. I mean, it's not like a German Autobahn,
right,
as I always compare it.
Right.
So it's don't be afraid of the noise.
And technically, yeah, people will get to the Kempinski from the airport quicker anyway now, right?
It is. It is like 15 minutes. And it's, I mean, people are always like, oh my God, I've never been to the hotel so fast. And I think, you know, that everyone will profit from it.
Awesome. Great to have you here this morning. Hopefully we'll see you soon. I will definitely see you at Tambourine very soon because you just made me very hungry talking about
Please
the great
come
food
by anytime.
Yes, and the great coffee, which you're not yet to tell us. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, if you want to visit the Kempinski or just go online and have a look, staycations, vacations, and great food and beverage as well.